Well, we're back to planting corn in the Dakotas, Minnesota, and Wisconsin, and in the rest of the corn and soybean belt. A lot of that corn already in the ground and is emerging. And according to the chief meteorologist for the USDA, Brad Rippey, that crop's coming along very well.
Three quarters of the crop rated good to excellent. That's down a point from a week ago, but still very good overall. Meanwhile, 4% of the crop rated very poor to poor. That's up from 2% a week ago. This is better than the average and better than last year when the crop was just 63% good to excellent and 8% very poor to poor. Not one of the 18 major producing states has as much as 10% very poor to poor.
News is good on the soybean front as well, as a lot of the crop is in the ground and that which has been planted is developing nicely.
71% emerged, five-year average only 62%, and last year just 46%. 74% of the crop rated good to excellent, just 4% very poor to poor. We do not have a comparison for last week or last year. Last year, obviously, due to the lateness of the crop last year in 2013.
Well, President Obama is expected to sign into law that long-awaited water projects bill known as the Water Resource Development Act. The landmark bill will reform funding for modernizing locks and dams, and according to Waterways Council Senior Vice President Deborah Colbert, a key to getting this done was changing the project funding for the Olmsted Project.
Changing the cost share for the remaining cost of the Olmsted project. It will be funded 85% from general funds and 15% from the Inland Waterways Trust Fund. That was formerly a 50-50 match. That will free up about $105 million a year to fund those other trust fund priority projects.
Ann Colbert says this is extremely exciting for agriculture because WERDA will help boost the competitiveness of U.S. agricultural trade.
It is the most cost-competitive way for our farmers to maintain their bottom line and to get their products to the export market. We expect to see exports growing over the next decade. The Panama Canal expansion coming online in 2015, we think will be a big plus-up for the grain market moving on the inland waterways.
Well, as far as the agricultural front, it was a stronger day for dairy, with blocks gaining a penny to 206 a pound, barrels up a half to 197 and one quarter of a cent, while AA butter did back off to 221 a pound. Class 3 prices mostly higher, June up 3 to 21.27, July 16 cents higher to 20.54, August up 11 to 20.44, and September Class 3 now at 20.41. Board of Trade lower, July corn off 8 at 4.51 a bushel. September drops 8 and 3 quarters to 4.47 and 1 half cent per bushel. Your beans for July, no change, 14.57. September up 3 and a quarter to 12.67. And over on the livestock front, out of equity, slaughter cows, cutter and utilities, 92 to 113. Most of slaughter cows, 78 to 91. Slaughter bulls, 98 to 126. Replacement bull calves, 225 to 370. Heifer calves, 150 to 285. Fed cattle steady. Choice beef steers and heifers to 145. Holstein steers, 112 to 129. Butcher hogs, 74 to 85. Feeder pigs, again, contact your local market for regional pricing. And as far as the lambs, feeder lambs, 175 and down. Market lambs, 155 and down. And that is your lowdown on prices. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU.